I think I've said it. What do you do to introduce somebody who needs no introduction? David and I were talking about how long we've been playing her music. We won't get into numbers. She's been a Philly, you know, just an honorable Philadelphian, and always a great supporter of XPN through the years. It's Dar Williams.
Well, I haven't sung this song in a while, but we keep on reading about the supermoon. So, here we go. Happy supermoon.
Calling me soon, and if I don't
actually, I just realized I should have sung that after it got dark and maybe the moon was out, but we'll have to hold that in your heart. Anyway, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be back. And, so much has happened since I've seen you last, but and I've written some things, but not actually songs, just things. But we'll dig around. If there are requests and you are willing to sing the lyrics with me, if it's an old song, I will do them. but in the meantime, I feel like it's safe to do this one. This is, because I'm looking at the clouds, I think we're cool. This is called The Beauty of the Rain.
And you know the light is fading all too soon. You're just two umbrellas one late afternoon.
What's going on? I see you shaking your head, sound dude. Okay. I love my sound dude. Am I doing something wrong? Am I dancing too much? Okay. Especially on this song. Okay.
And you know the light is fading all too soon. You're just two umbrellas one late afternoon. You don't know the next thing you will say. This is your favorite kind of day. It has no
acoustics up here, so I can actually hear everything that the front row is saying. And somebody just said that she thought my dress was disconcerting. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just wondering why. It's because it's like a lot of. I used to play here in Bryn Mawr, and my legs were significantly hairier. And I don't know if so that would sort of offset, sort of make an ironic twist on. But I saw somebody online to the bathroom who was very well dressed. She was very. Oh, there you are. What? Oh, it's her. And I said, should I go with the Earth Mother thing or should I go glam? And she said, go glam because we've seen the Earth Mother thing. And it was just so. So true, and so I went for this, but it's not your typical outdoor concert fair, and so I kind of tried to bring it down. I didn't wear fancy shoes. Okay, no, because seriously, like I know, you know, usually it's just all that leg, right? All right, so it's okay, because another one. All right. Thank you. Here's the thing about. Like this whole area. I mean, I was in Harrisburg, which is not the Philly area, but I was in Harrisburg for a commemoration of Three Mile Island, a concert that only I would be invited to do. And anyway, we went to this fancy thing afterwards, and there was a state senator there, and he was wearing a tie and a white shirt, and he was standing next to this very sinewy guy in Bermuda shorts and like a t-shirt. And apparently they'd gone to high school together, and one of them was the person who kept on climbing up the nuclear reactor to protest it, and the other one was in charge of arresting him. But they were brothers, you know. They loved each other, and one said, when are we going to have to, you know, when can we stop arresting you? And the other said, when you close this down. And they said, okay, see you next year. So, when you're halfway up. So anyway, I feel like we can discuss sartorial things here in the Philly area. All right, so, speaking of which, this is what happened. This is what happened. I came to the Philly area. I sent down this song that I thought was like a rock and roll song to XPN. It had a nice strong beat. And they said, thanks for the song. Good luck with your career. And then somebody at XPN listened to another one of my songs and launched it out, sort of, you know, went rogue and launched it out. And the Philly area embraced my career first. And I released my first album early because I was coming down here to open for Livingston Taylor at the Tin Angel. So this is my, but this is what happened. My salary jumped from four figures to five, thanks to you. And it was heady. And I had always thought that I was not materialistic because I'd been a Quaker. I know you're familiar with that. And an environmentalist. But it turned out I'd also been broke. And then the temptation of materialism was much stronger than I thought it would have been. So I wrote this song down in both a mecca of beautiful boutiques and materialism, Soho, New York, but also a place that had so much grist of artistic, you know, ferment that I learned about, you know, in my four-figure days. So I sort of centered this song in this crossroads of downtown New York, Soho. This is called Spring Street.
But I was too happy.
You would not run.
This is the kind of thing I love to play around here because a lot of people are familiar with this really landmark experiment called the Stanley Milgram Obedience to Authority experiments from the early 60s. And, you know, every night I go to bed with the dream catcher over the bed and I look and I say, you know, universe, please let me write a love song. Send me that in my dreams because that will be so lucrative. And and I always get something very interesting, but this was that I actually would prefer to write, which was this song. So I woke up, and there was Sean Colvin in a great big German opera house with many balconies and a lot of rubble, because, you know, it was this post-World War II kind of dream. And she was singing, "So get out of my head, just give me my line." That's all she kept on singing it. And I was really jealous of her in the dream, not at all transcendent, which is so shallow, but I was like, Colvin, got the good aria. So I woke up and I walked around with her in my head all day, which is great because she's a nice person. I kept on trying to figure out how I could steal this from her and turn it into my own song. And I thought, oh, wait a minute, I know what this song is. This is the Stanley Milgram Obedience to Authority experiments that I think about just about every day of my life, even though actually at the end of the day, they were a test of obedience that themselves turned out to be seen as stunningly unethical themselves, which I think is fabulous because they were testing the ethics of other people. And so I just love the symmetrical messed upness of the whole thing. So So no surprise. So no surprise out of that. So I want to thank Sean Colvin and my dream catcher. So this is what I call my post-World War II German rock opera aria. It's called Buzzer.
Sitting with the number 8 platter at the restaurant, $4.20 now for almost anything I want. Had it up, it's cheaper than the stuff I make myself. I get by, I never needed anybody's help. And I tore it in mad, and they told me that I was the buzzer. I pressed the buzzer. As a graduate left, they were doing some tests. I pressed the buzzer. I pressed the buzzer. A dog pay every bill, feeling sorry for this guy that I pressed his shot. He gets the answers wrong after a blue rush, and they beg me to stop, but they told me to go. That's the buzzer, that's the buzzer. Suck it out of my head, just give me my mind. That's the buzzer, that's the buzzer. Ride a circle off of the test. I put my earrings on, found my heels, wore a dress. Right away I knew it was like a failed quiz. The man said, do you know what a fascist did? Said yes, when you do, things you're not proud of. But you're scraping by, taking orders from above. You get it now, on the face, on the cause of war. We don't have to blame white-coated men anymore. When I knew it was wrong, I put it just like a game.
Kids, I think I might have to change this set. Okay, it won't. It requires detuning. But hi, how are you? All right. So special kids. All right. So we will proceed. But thank you. Note taken. So this is what happened. Luckily, I did have love in my heart for the people in my life, and I had some pictures in little melodic scraps in my mind that I took down to my friend Rob Hyman, who lives down here, and he's in the Hooters, and Philly's own. And so he and I said, Rob, there's this thing I really want to write, this love song. And he's like, what's wrong with that? So, because, you know, he helped write Time After Time. So he's okay about love songs. And so I said, you know, the thing is, I toured for 10 years, you know, just drinking smoothies at airports all the time. I love hearing about your farmer's market. So great to hear about what's going on in this area. And I'm a big booster of community work. But then I go to an airport and I, you know, have a big pretzel. And so anyway, then I married someone who sends me off to airports with little tinfoil, you know, things filled with local eggs with chard that we grew ourselves, and a little bit of this and a little bit of that,
and we have kids, and he gets them to eat all this stuff too. And it's just nice, and I come home to this real home, and it smells so good. So this is the song. Thanks to Rob, I was able to really write what I wanted to write as a big thank you to the home and to the people who made that for me. This is called I Have Been Around the World. Will you make my coffee? And it's only 3 a.m. But soon I'm going far away. And my time is almost up. I hold my coffee cup and sip with nothing left to say. Up-tempo songs to try to encourage some of our younger friends to get up and dance, because I just, you know, I used to play up at the Upper Mount Marion Township King of Prussia building, and it was always raining, and it was and everything and all of the electronics were just buzzing with danger. And then the kids would come up and they all start to dance, and then David would come and say, "Stop it." And it was and I thought, "Thank you, David." But it was kind of great how close everybody got without getting hurt. But so now we've got this beautiful night, but I'm so used to this area being sort of this area. I'm not gonna point to the person who was doing, I thought, kind of an interesting Balinese jam kind of dancing thing over in this direction. But But I do encourage this, and actually this is called Summer Child, and it was, I also wrote this with Rob, it was very much, I was really feeling high on watching the kids in my community, not just my own kids, just being these perpetual motion machines over the summer, just pure chaos. It's just, it's so upsetting, but you know, then you stop and you realize this is it, like next year they're going to know how to do division, and the year after that they're going to learn fractions, and you know, this is it, this is seven, that's what it looks like. So but I encourage every age to you know, give it their all. This has got some good rock and roll for the pre-10 set, and then we'll go from there and hopefully get a little Bryn Mawr action in there too. So here we go. Summer child is running, summer child is running again. The summer child is running, summer child is running again. When you hear the feet and the sound of laughter, better stand aside for the mayhem after. Here she comes, yeah, the summer child's running again. It's the stormy season. Lightning flashes in the air, and the water blows a busy spinning backwards in the rain. The summer child is running, summer child is running again. The summer child is running, summer child is running again. And they're lining up like gold tin tops. Child's running again. Come on, freezing daughter, break the icy water. Enter slowly under cherry blossoms racing, and you see the gates of summer. There is time and time to come underneath the golden sun, and forever will melt slowly in a glass. She's come a-running again. The summer child is running, summer child is running again. Better have a seat, cause you won't run past her. Try to take it in every year, she's faster. Here she comes, yeah, the summer child's running again. The sun is shining and the summer child's running again.
Play the artist, playing in the house she moves.
But it's a rocker. It's from the new album. And it's... kid-friendly rocker, it turns out. Kind of sinister. But, you know, let's do it. It's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's got a Pat Benatar vibe to it. All right, so here we go. This is called I Am the One Who Will Remember Everything. Here we go. And it's for children.
He must be 3 or 4, shaken out of a boot on his way back to war. And he's not looking for a father or a mother, just a 7-year-old brother on this smash line water camp of refugees. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything. Of course I did remember, I remember everything. peaceful serene. And the turtles and frogs, cats and dogs, who civilized the centuries. Just curious, got AI above the bar with bright moments. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything. I am the one who will remember everything, everything.
Interpretive mode. How many of you know what a baby, what a hippie is? How many of you are hippies? All right. I'm in disguise tonight, but I'm one too. So, yeah, so we know. So I had this awesome babysitter back in the day. She was the hippie. So this kind of dancing requires more sort of twisting and turning and poetic moves like, you know, swans and birds and gorillas, you know, things like that. So, oh, and I'm going to take this off. But this is called The Babysitter's Here. And I want to thank David Broida so much for creating a concert series where not every night that you listen to music has to be a babysitter night. You can share it with your kids. Here we go. That's right. Tonight was just great. She taught us the sign for peace. Now she's made us some popcorn. We turn out the lights and we're watching movies. I don't understand, and she tries to explain how a spaceship is riding through somebody's brain, and there's blood and guts and she's the best world that we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad, and she tie-dyed my shirt and she pierced her own ear, and it's peace, man, cool. Yeah, the babysitter's here. Her boyfriend is Tom, but we call him the king of romance. He wears an American flag on the butt of his ripped up pants. He says, not if she's going to college, we won't, and he kisses her. Oh, someday I'll have a boyfriend, just like that. She's the best world that we've ever had. She sits on her hair, and she's tall as my dad. And she got mad at dinner when Tom drank a beer, but peace. She was the unicorn, so that means that the star was my babysitter. Pretty awesome.
But it's Saturday night, I can't sleep, and we're watching the news. She says, do me a favor, don't go with the guy who would make you choose him. I don't understand, and she tries to explain, and all that mascara runs down in her pain, cause she's leaving me. Oh, you sit on your hair and you're tall as my dad. And I'll make you a picture of college next year. So hush now.
Here's some sign language.
Peace. The babysitter's here. The
oh man, okay, what do we do after that? But, you know, that is what we'll do. All right. Oh, thanks. Okay, great. Thanks. You know what? One. Good idea. And then we'll do that one. All right, so we'll bring back Bryn. Bryn, are you here? He is. This is Bryn Roberts. Same spelling. Okay, wait a minute. Just avert your glance. I have to lean over in this dress. Just a sec. Exactly, Britney Spears. I'm all, okay. So, all right. Let me just toss back my well humidified hair, and we'll do this song. Do you know? Have you heard of all the states of the United States? Have you heard of a state called Michigan? Have you heard of a state called Illinois? Minnesota? What about Iowa? Good. This is one where you have to sing too, and all of you as well.
I've never had a way with the women, but the hills of Iowa make me wish that I could. Where I come.
Sort of tap into the collective. And I used to try to dedicate this song out to all these great patchwork projects of family farms in the Midwest. But now that I live in a town, I understand how important it is that somebody comes up and tells you about the farmers markets and the restaurants and the businesses and all the things that make this place cohesive and special, and a place that these kids are going to be really psyched they grew up in. So I used to set your lighters, but, you know, the smoking ban really worked, and other lighted instruments came into play. So if you can all, kids, you're going to love this. If you can all raise your cell phones up in the air, or, you know, PDA communication devices, you're going to see such a beautiful sea of brands, kids. Oh, and these wonderful lights. What are those? Oh, that's beautiful. All right. These kids are stock still. All right, so show the kids here. Well, I'll stick my leg out the direction that you can do it. We'll do it in the symmetry and synchronize this. Connected they are. All right, so we will do this one. This is another interpretive. This is a song I wrote when I was 27. No, I was 25, and I had a 27-year-old boyfriend who left me for a 20-year-old. This is called You're Aging Well. And I just have to mention that even though this guy and I are now very close friends, he did go to Haverford. He was a philosophy major. He was very intelligent. So all's well that ends well. But you know what? I just thought, wow, I just, you know, there's so many ways in which I'm able to avoid. I'm able to put out the fires much faster, and I'm able to read faster and understand faster and do better things. And so I'll write this song and see what happens. And then I sang it with Joan Baez, and that was what happened. And then my entire life changed. Go figure. This is a... Here we go. Okay. Why is it that as we grow older and stronger, the road signs point us adrift and make us afraid, saying you never can win? Watch your back, where's your husband? Oh, I don't like the signs that the sign makers made. So I'm gonna steal out with my paint, my brushes. I'll change the directions. I'll hit every street. It's the Tinseltown scandal, the Robin Hood vandal. She goes and steals the king's English. In the morning you wake up and the signs point to you. They say, I'm so glad you finally made it here. You thought nobody cared, but I did, I could tell. And this is your year, and it always starts here. And you're raging. Well, I know a woman with a collection of sticks. She could fight back the hundreds of voices she heard. She could poke at the greed, she could fend off her need, and with anger she found, she could bound every word. But one voice got through and cut her up by surprise and said, don't hold us back with the story you tell. And no sooner than spoken, the spell I Wrote that song for all the modern dance teachers at Wesleyan where I went to school, and they would be very impressed with that, what we were doing tonight. And there's nothing like a cameo. We did a lot of performance art, a lot of chance art at Wesleyan. So, you know, if you saw a leaf coming down from a tree, then you would echo the leaf's movement. People go, oh wow. And so I just think the cameo by the crawling dad at the end of there was just really... The smiling yet firm, keep away from the electronics crawling dad is just something that really fits in the performance art milieu. Okay, we're going to do another sort of serious rocker. This is a rocker inspired by rockers, and then I think we're going to get to some other stuff that was requested. So this is a... there is this group of really, really fun people, and they're really unjudgmental, and they're really cool, and they play a lot of music. And you'd think that they're all tough guys because they got a lot of tattoos, but like now they're all in recovery and are vegans. And it's a very cuddly bunch. And also, these are the kinds of people who've sort of taken care of me as I travel to places far and wide. So, anyway, all right. I'm just going to watch out for the guitar stock in this. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. If you want to watch here, that's okay. You know what? That's okay, right? This is okay. She matches my water bottle. Okay. Aesthetically consistent, we're good. So this is called The Mercy of the Fallen.
Oh, yeah. Oh my fair North Star, I've held to you dearly. I'd ask you to steer me to one cloud scattered. Say.
But this one's really short, don't worry. It just has to do with this guy and Pete Seeger. I live in this really enchanted place, and just this morning, I've decided that it's time for me to understand more about these things that are were very fascinating to me from afar. They're called committees. And I'm part of a committee to create a trail between our town and the town above us, called Beacon, New York, and for those of you who have a sort of municipal orientation, which is a strong orientation, I'm involved with the signage committee as well, because I just feel like we could roll out the carpet a little better. Kind of feel like we have an invisible sign over our town that says, "You've come to our, you've come to our town. Good luck with that." It's quite beautiful. We have this mountain called Storm King Mountain. And they say it's called Storm King Mountain because there's actually, you'll see a ring of clouds around it. And it's like a weather report. You know what's going to happen when you see those clouds around the top of Storm King Mountain. There's another person who's a very good forecaster of sorts, and that is Pete Seeger, who lives on another mountain pretty much right across from Storm King Mountain. So I live in a kind of an intense place. And then there's this mighty, mighty thing between these two mountains called the Hudson River. And so I'm reminded, thank you for the yawn. Okay, I'll speed it up. It reminds me to be a better steward. I really have no choice. When I see Pete Seeger walking a mile down his driveway to take out his garbage at the age of 94, I'm reminded that it's a daily activity as well as a big picture, you know, existential activity. So I wrote this song in one night. It's a short little thing, sort of musing upon these great neighbors I have, and it's called Storm King.
Okay, I'm gonna start.
Bryn Roberts. You know, maybe there's someone here who will see him on the keyboards and be like, there was this dude, and he had this really good hair, and he was playing the keyboards, and that's, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. I was out on the road once with somebody with very long hair, a dude, and he, you know, was really good at this, and he would, and there I was, you know, singing these little songs, and he would, you know, do his hair, and he'd bring out my other guitar, my other axe, my other acoustic axe. But he was at an Allman Brothers concert when he was 12 years old. His older brothers and friends had brought him, and he saw the guitar tech coming out onto the stage. He said, "That is me. That is what I will do." So these are, you know, these are good. I'm sure you have career days where people come in and tell you what it's like to work at certain things, but this is where some people get their ideas, so watch out. And I will finish with this song. Thank you so much for, yes. Debbie, happy birthday, says Patty. Patty Bonfig says, happy birthday. Debbie, I hope you know who you are. All right. Some summer camps this summer. I'm not sure if there are any in Pennsylvania. No, I think not this year, but let me know who you are, if you're from a summer camp or you want me to come and do a little concert. But the other part of the concerts is that I'm trying to plant bee-friendly gardens at camps to make people less afraid of bees and to offer more beauty and food for bees. And very few people are allergic to bees, and also bees don't sting, they just want the flowers. If you don't want things to sting your children, then don't let them drink juice outside, which is tough. And I was thinking about that because someone named Bee recommended that I sing as cool as I am tonight. So thank you, Bee, for the recommendation. This is perfect. You were so into the monitors and so into the Coors electronics, but now you're carrying this magenta feather fan, and that just really plays into the theme of this last song. There's so many ways to be a human now, and I'm all for it. I also wanted to say a big thank you to some people who were so good. I don't know, see, my parents, you know, they went to their schools in the 50s, my dad went to an Ivy League school, my mom went to Vassar, and they met on a blind date. And then they moved to this wonderful place with a lot of young parents. And one of the parents who helped my parents become as cool as they are,
such as that is, or the Peaches, who are here tonight. And every time I had a trouble when I was raising my own kids early on, my mom would share a story about what it was like to grow up in this, really growing up in their early 20s, with these fabulous families in their apartment building in Morningside Heights in New York City. And she told me a great story about Helen Peachy. I said, Mom, why is it that whenever I'm trying to clean up the house, it just gets messier when my son's around? And sure enough, she told me that Helen Peachy had come down one day and said, we got to go to the park. I'm losing ground. And just, it was just a soothing, you know, my mom had been where I was, and I was able to, there was one less glass of red wine that I had to have that night. So thank you for helping my parents, Lee and Helen, and hello, Annie. And, okay, we're going to finish with this song. And I certainly want to dedicate this to this area because XPN embraced this song early on, but certainly also because this is a place of great liberation. This is called When I Was a Boy. Thank you. I won't forget when Peter Pan came to my house, took my hand. I said I was a boy. I'm glad he didn't check. I learned to fly, I learned to fight, I lived a whole life in one night. We saved each other's lives out on the pirate deck. And I remember that night when leaving a late night with some friends, and I hear somebody tell me it's not safe, someone should help me. I need to find a nice man to walk me home. When I was a boy, I scared the pants off of my mom. Climbed what I could climb upon. And I know things have gotta change. They got pills to sell, they got implants to put in, they got implants to remove.
Sad when I'm tired, sad when I'm being caught off guard. And I've had a lonesome, awful day. The conversation finds its way to catching fireflies out in the backyard. And so I tell the man I'm with about the world. Mom and I, we always talked, and I picked flowers everywhere there was. And I could always cry, now even when I'm alone, I seldom do.
Bring her back.
Those requests. I was going to do a song that's not by me. Sorry. But this is what happened. Since I saw you last, I taught this class at Wesleyan University called Music Movements in a Capitalist Democracy. All right, so I was a little heavy-handed, but... Stay here. Come here. Come here. Come back. No. Come back. Don't listen to David. Come back. You can be wherever you want. This is the thing. This is a song by, I thought it was by Pete Seeger, but then I played it in front of him, and he goes, "Oh, it's really not my song anymore." I'm doing a really bad imitation of him, but said, "Oh, it's not really my song anymore. Lee Hayes helped me write the lyrics, and Peter, Paul, and Mary really popularized it with their own version of this song." How's that sound to you? Good? Does that sound good? Okay, good. All right, so this is a song that I just find to be a totally great all-purpose song for people to sing together. And what I've learned is that it's very important for people to sing together. Do you agree?
Yes.
So, and I've discovered people feel kind of shy about it. So this is where I want everybody to sing with me if they can, because a lot of people know this song. And you know what? Sometimes when people know songs in common, then they kind of get to know each other, and then other things happen. And that's what makes the world go round. So please join me on this song. It's called If I Had a Hammer. I'm sorry, ever since I taught this course, I just can't stop singing it. So please join me on this. And you know what is really subversive? Yeah. Harmony. All right, so here we go. coming out. Thank you so much. Thank you, David Broida.